man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is your North Dakota Hillbilly, James Kelso, with another live edition of the Trump Phenomenon here on November 8th, 2017. 1 year from the wonderful moment that, well, at this time 1 year ago, we didn't know that Donald Trump was our next president. We began the show as the first results from places like Virginia and Pennsylvania, North Carolina. Those are some of the first results trickling in. Over the next 60 minutes, we watched bigger results coming in, and it was a nail biter, folks. One of our listeners in Chicago today called up and said, "Yes, indeed, it was a nail biter." And in fact, speaking of Chicago, it was one of our listeners in Chicago, Jeff, who by the end of the show, we were all pretty worked up by the end of the show. And there were many things that looked good and looked, you know, encouraging. And but the overall picture that Trump was our president had not emerged for us. It was Jeff called into the show, and it was he who was the first to notice that the blue wall, which is states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, had been busted by Donald Trump. The blue wall was what the Democrats had counted on for six straight presidential elections. They had counted on winning these Rust Belt states. And it was Jeff who noticed, he said, "Kelso, look at the map. These states are showing up as red." Or I think they showed them as pink if they're leaning. They're leaning Trump. They were showing up as pink. And so it was right as we were closing the show that I gave a great hallelujah to Brother Jeff and said, "Buddy, you called it. Donald Trump is our next president." So that was, folks, we were all 1 year younger. And here we are a year later. and now another remarkable day. Donald Trump in China, first American president to walk through the Forbidden City of China, their imperial palace built in the first decade of the 1400s, first decade of the 15th century. And was that the Ming Dynasty? Back and look that up. But the I want to start the show. I don't think anything really remarkable happened today, and there was a lot of ceremonial stuff of not as important as what happened yesterday in South Korea, vis-a-vis North Korea. But a lot of ceremonial stuff, a lot of visual, Xi Jinping, you know, with big military bands, formalities. Melania Trump looking, as always, magnificent in another stunning dress, black and white thing, very Chinese sort of motif to it, as she had in the 2 days in South Korea, in amazing accoutrements that were, my gosh, the Korean people must have just loved them, because they had a great Korean and prior a Japanese theme to her clothing. Most elegant first lady ever. But it was yesterday that Donald Trump knocked my socks off and everybody else's. The speech he gave in the South Korean National Assembly hall. And here's the kind of thing he said. This was one of the most important speeches ever. Here's a little bit from that. By the way, before I get to that, love to have your comments on, I'm soloing tonight so far, love to have your comments on these recent events. You can reach the show at 800-313-943. Same old number, same old station as we were 1 year ago. Boy, the years roll on. Boy, we've been here at Republic Broadcasting. I don't know how many years I've been here, but we're getting towards 10 years. Pretty remarkable. Here is Donald Trump yesterday. We'll just drop it in here. Speaking to a spellbound, riveted, you could hear a pin drop audience. It's in here. Something hearing the audio here. Shame on me. I have to change a connection somewhere. Kind of. Let's see here. Second. You know, this is live radio. You can sure tell. You can sure tell when the host gets up from the chair, wanders over behind his bank of computers, plugs the audio. That's a familiar sound to all of you. Sound of your Windows recognizing a new device. Just see if that did it.
Lead to the lead.
That did it. Okay. here we go. Listen to Donald Trump yesterday.
Of the North Korean dictatorship.
Oh, let me go back a little bit. Just a couple words. Nobody's even breathing.
To ignore this threat.
Okay, we'll go back a little earlier. This as well. Here he is. I should confuse Windows with that many buttons being pressed. Come on, Bill Gates. Yes. Gave Windows too much to handle. Try it. Timeline here. Annually. Try the old reliable F5. Okay, here we go. F5 it. We'll get there, folks. It's important. It's worth waiting for this. Okay, and we'll try it again. And we'll go to 29 minutes. 9 minutes here into our president. It's getting hard to say which of his speeches is the greatest speech. He keeps topping himself. I still think the Kaczynski Square speech right before the G20 summit may be the greatest American political speech ever. But these speeches rival it. Here he is.
The greater the danger grows, and the fewer the options become. And to those nations that choose to ignore this threat, or worse still, to enable it, the weight of this crisis is on your conscience. I also have come here to this peninsula to deliver a message directly to the leader of the North Korean dictatorship.
Wow.
The weapons you are acquiring are not making you safer. They are putting your regime in grave danger. Every step you take down this dark path increases the peril you face. North Korea is not the paradise your grandfather envisioned. It is a hell that no person deserves. Yet despite every crime you have committed against men, you are ready to offer, and we will do that. We will offer a path to a much better future. It begins with an end to the aggression of your regime, a stop to your development of ballistic missiles, and complete, verifiable, and total denuclearization. A sky-top view of this peninsula shows a nation of dazzling light in the south and a mass of impenetrable darkness in the north. We seek a future of light, prosperity, and peace, but we are only prepared to discuss this brighter path for North Korea if its leaders cease their threats and dismantle their nuclear program. The sinister regime of North Korea is right about only one thing. The Korean people do have a glorious destiny, but they could not be more wrong about what that destiny looks like. The destiny of the Korean people is not to suffer in the bondage of oppression, but to thrive in the glory of freedom.
And earlier in the speech, Donald Trump details the crimes, which he just mentioned, the crimes of Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator, always using the right terms, communism, hell, dictator, an utter rebuke of the criminal regime in North Korea, and this was a tremendous thing. Now, he takes that today. He's in China. And of course, this speech last night addressed to a number of audiences, addressed to the dictator and his dictator buddies. One message sent to them. Another message sent to the North Korean people. And that message was, hey, time for revolution. There in North Korea, time to free yourselves. The message to the South Korean people and their leaders, a message to Japan and other allies, a message to us, and a message to the dictator of red China. Don't hear that adjective red anymore vis-a-vis China, but is it not red China still? And is the ruler not a dictator? So as Donald Trump heaps scorn and rebuke on the dictator of North Korea, I'm Xi Jinping in China. I'm kind of hearing a little bit of an echo of that in relation to myself. And when he describes the bondage of the North Korean people, boy, I'll tell you, some Chinese, that was another audience, the Chinese people, may have been some understanding on their part of the parallel between North Korea and China. The Also a message there for Vladimir Putin, actually. We'll be meeting with Donald Trump in Vietnam. So a lot of audiences addressed very adroitly by President Trump. Let me just see if I can get lucky here. Dropping the cursor into the timeline earlier. I hope I get to one of those moments where he's really, really rebuking North Korea's dictatorship, the hell that he just described. Let's see what we have here.
Never allow what's going on in North Korea to continue to happen. The North Korean regime has pursued its nuclear and ballistic missile programs in defiance of every assurance, agreement, and commitment it has made to the United States and its allies. It's broken all of those commitments. After promising to freeze its...
Now, that's one topic. I want to go to where he gives us a history lesson as to how bad it is in North Korea.
A death. Citizens spy on fellow citizens.
Okay, this is a good spot. Let's go back a little bit and just get some of this.
By the North Korean dictatorship, it is no surprise that it has been forced to take increasingly desperate measures to prevent its people from understanding this brutal contrast. Because the regime fears the truth above all else, it forbids virtually all contact with the outside world. Not just my speech today, but even the most commonplace facts of South Korean life are forbidden knowledge to the North Korean people. Western and South Korean music is banned. Possession of foreign media is a crime punishable by death. Citizens spy on fellow citizens. Their homes are subject to search at any time, and their every action is subject to surveillance. In place of a vibrant society, the people of North Korea are bombarded by state propaganda practically every waking hour of the day. North Korea is a country ruled as a cult. At the center of this military cult is a deranged belief in the leader's destiny to rule as parent protector over a conquered Korean peninsula and an enslaved Korean people. The more successful South Korea becomes, the more decisively you discredit the dark fantasy at the heart of the Kim regime. In this way, the very existence of a thriving South Korean republic threatens the very survival of the North Korean dictatorship. This city and this assembly are living proof that a free and independent Korea not only can, but does stand strong, sovereign, and proud among the nations of the world. Here, the strength of the nation does not come from the false glory of a tyrant.
Well, there you have it. Strong, strong stuff, and beautiful and brilliant. What a president. You know, imagine, folks, how proud all of us can feel that this brilliant, courageous man is seeing here the whole world, is seeing the greatest leader in the world. I like the way the leader of the South Korean National Assembly introduced Donald Trump last night. He introduced him. This was the translation we got. I hope this is exactly accurate. He introduced him as, and now I introduce the leader of the world. He is the leader of the world. And how proud we can be that this greatest, you know, imagine the contrast if we had a leader like Angela Merkel. We did have a leader of the Angela Merkel style and class in Barack Obama. And in Hillary Clinton, we were promised another. the greatest leader on earth, greatest man in politics on earth, Donald Trump, really doing us proud in South Korea last night, and for that in Japan for 2 days. And now, surely he will do the same in China. As I say, nothing dramatic today in China. We may have something remarkable tomorrow. And then on to Vietnam, a meeting with Vladimir Putin, perhaps. And not too much to report vis-a-vis Vietnam itself. And then on to the Philippines, coming back to America after the longest presidential trip in some decades. That very exciting. Let's go to some news items, and there's a story, I don't know, some stories I'd like to get to. Let's just take a look at the top of the news. At Breitbart, and of course, I think a great place to look for your news is at republicbroadcasting.org, right on the front of the website, where John Stadtmiller, our founder, and others put together a very good rundown of the most important stories of the day, things we attempt to do on the show. A headline, Chinese media praise Trump. And Steve Bannon says the GOP needs big actionable ideas, candidates with the Trump agenda in the marrow of their... Just heard Donald Trump say that the North Korean dictatorship is a cult. Donna Brazile. How does she pronounce her name anyway? Brazil? Zeal. Not sure. But anyway, she's doing a lot of damage. Donna Brazile, I'll go with that, charges today that the Clinton campaign was a cult. Like that. And then Breitbart is doing its own retrospective on November 8th. The untold stories of Breitbart's election night. We've got some open lines if you want to call in at 800-313-9443. Now, the election results for this week in New Jersey, Virginia, and a few others, what can we extract from those election results? Well, this Breitbart headline, the uninspiring go-along-to-get-along establishment candidates will lose 2018. Those Republicans like Gillespie in Virginia lost, and they were, in fact, just run-of-the-mill establishment Republican candidates along the McConnell line and the Paul Ryan line. They're not going to do well, so I'm not upset by these results at all. There were no Trump champions, no Trump candidates in this little off-year round of elections. So nothing to rue there. And the is a great one. Breitbart does a retrospective election night flashback, top 14 media meltdowns. You'll remember. What's her name? What's the name of that woman? Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow. Where in the, you know, her memorable words were, at the very moment that we were on this show realizing that Donald Trump had actually beaten Hillary Clinton, Rachel Maddow, her comment, and we were, you know, rejoicing, Rachel Maddow's comment was, this is real. This is really happening, folks. This is not a dream. Just remembering as best I can remember her words. And others, they were crying in Hillary's headquarters, people bawling. Hillary herself did not have the guts to even show up at the microphone. And instead, wasn't it John Podesta came out from behind the curtain to tell everybody to go home? And now John Podesta, the Podesta Group, his brother, all of these people, Zill is pointing it out. Dick Morris today, devastating information coming out about Hillary, corruption, fake Russia dossier, payoffs, all coming unglued. But it's all too beautiful. And we've got some beautiful callers here. Joel in Wisconsin, George in Texas, and Bruce in Texas. Let us start at the top with Joel in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Okay. Now, don't take this wrong and don't read into it too far. I just have a simple question. If Donald Trump does not have the authority to go after the criminals, dictators in this country like Hillary Clinton, where does he get the authority to go after criminal dictators in other countries?
Okay, that's a good question. Let me think about it for a second. Well, he does have the authority to go after criminals in this country, and that's what there is some sort of separation of responsibility. That is, his attorney general surely has this authority and, of course, was appointed by Donald Trump and serves at his pleasure. No one contests that. If Donald Trump fired his attorney general 5 minutes later, he's not the attorney general, and no one can contradict that. So he does have that power. Now, let me get to the other side of your question, going after criminals like Kim Jong-un. Well, I think you're kind of asking this. Are you somewhat of a libertarian, Joel?
No, I'm a constitutionalist, and I think he gets his authority from the Constitution, and nowhere in there does it say he can go after criminals in other countries.
Okay. I'm going to think about your question again. It's a good question. Let me think about it for a minute here. If America is threatened by, you know, was it Thomas Jefferson that went after the Barbary pirates? Little failure of memory there. But presidents do have authority to defend the country. That is in the Constitution. They do have authority to, they are the executive, they are the commander-in-chief, constitutionally, of our armed forces. And, of course, our armed forces don't have to wait for acts of Congress to do anything about anything. And the commander-in-chief doesn't have to get his opinions or his statements okayed by Congress. And so Donald Trump, does he have the authority to say, as he did in this speech, that we are in dire, North Korea is a dire threat to America and to the rest of the world? He certainly does. And stay there, Joel. I'll give you a little bit more of an answer right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone.
We're back, folks.
Bright enough to see.
Trying to answer Joel's question in Wisconsin. If the president can't lock up criminals in America, why should he go after criminals abroad? And my answer is twofold, Joel. He is locking up criminals in America. MS-13, that gang from El Salvador, is being, for the first time, really locked up by Jeff Sessions' State Department, or Justice Department. And it's an open question. Is Jeff Sessions going aggressively enough against Hillary Clinton? He appears to be no. The answer is no. And Donald Trump seems to be saying that pretty clearly in his comments. Come on, do something, was his tweet on the subject of Hillary's crimes. But then the other part of your question, does he have the right to go after a criminal? He's called Kim Jong-un a criminal. Does he have the right to call him a criminal? Certainly, of course. Every American has that right. That's enshrined in the Constitution, the First Amendment. But does he have the right to station the three toughest U.S. carrier groups off the Korean Peninsula, nuclear subs? Does he have the right to position our military to defend America? Of course he does. He's the commander in chief. If he doesn't have that authority, boy, are we in trouble. We don't have a leader then. It's the same reason he has the authority to enforce our border as the president and the commander in chief. He has the right to ensure our borders. You can't entrust that to congressmen. Congressmen debating, arguing. Chuck Schumer saying, no, don't defend the border. And then Tom Cotton of Arkansas saying, no, yes, defend the border. No, we need a president who's defending the border. And is he launching a war, any kind of an illegal war? The Constitution authorizes that Congress must authorize a war. Well, I assure you, if Donald Trump, who is a peace president, doing everything he can to avoid war, he said in this speech, peace through strength. That's my belief, peace through strength. He's displaying strength to avoid war, to avoid having to get a congressional authorization for war. So he hasn't launched any war. He has displayed a great deal of strength in Korea. Did I answer your question, Joel, at all?
Yes, you did, but I just have one last comment. I don't think the people in this country elected him to protect the world. I think they elected him to protect this country. And what he does in that direction, I think everybody would be all for it. And yeah, as far as a threat compared to an attack, there's a big difference.
Donald Trump agrees with you, Joel. That's exactly what he said. He said, I wasn't elected to be president of the world. He said those very words. He said, I was elected to be president of America. And that was his theme of America first. I'm not going to take care of the rest of the world. I don't want their refugees. I don't want to have to bail them out, take care of them, be their mother. I'm not responsible for their failures. Yeah, he said that. That's one of the most wonderful things about Donald Trump is he's liberated us from this insane notion that we have to be the nanny to the world and that we even could do this. Of course, but I think he agrees with you completely, Joel.
Okay, we'll let the next caller on.
Okay, and thank you for a very intelligent question and obviously, very patriotic. Thank you, Joel. Let's go to George in Texas. You're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Well, I got a message to those Hillary supporters that are still sore, and that is butt hurt is not covered under Obamacare.
Okay, that's good. Oh, okay, and did you have another point?
Yes, I've been hearing like the sky is falling because Virginia, New Jersey, and New York all went to the Democrats, but it's like they're already controlled by, I mean, Virginia, it's like, it's like most like near D.C., that's mostly, government workers, New Jersey,
But George, it's good news. It's all good news because when a crop of Trump loyalists on the Trump train runs for election, they win. When a crop of Mitch McConnell neoconservatives run, they lose. That's what Steve Bannon is saying is going to happen. You run as a neocon in 2018 or 2017, you're going to lose because America has been awakened. And the Trump train is rolling. The people who support the Trump program, including Donald Trump himself, are going to win with the Trump program. They're going to lose with the McConnell program. So I like these results. They're not bad results at all. In fact, if the McConnellites had won in New York, New Jersey, and Virginia, McConnell would be crowing, oh, Steve Bannon's wrong. See, my guys won. So I like it, George.
Well, like I say, the Democrats didn't win nothing. They didn't gain nothing, but they didn't lose nothing. So
yeah, exactly.
It's a big nothing burger.
A big nothing burger, exactly.
And the thing is, the thing is, like Steve Bannon said, Mike Pence or Donald Trump didn't campaign for Chris Christie or Ed Gillespie, you know. And it just said, these neocons, these rhinos did not share the vision. And, you look at the Bushes, bashing Trump, the thing is, there's something that's coming to reality, and that's called the Trump curse. You know, it's like you try to destroy Trump, you get destroyed yourself. You know.
Well, yeah, and it's not even personal. You know, Trump is a great man. It's not even personal to him. America's awake now, not completely, but the sleeping giant has awoken to some considerable degree, and it's the curse is this: the Patriots will be on you, like white on rice. Keep the China metaphor going. If you are going to open our borders, you're finished. If you're going to export our jobs, forget about it, as they would say, in New Jersey. And the candidate there, Christie, of course, he's the outgoing governor. Guadagno, I think, was the Republican candidate in New Jersey. But all good points, George. With your permission,
I got one more thing I want to say. You're talking to a few of my friends in Russia. They're pulling for Trump because they say, whatever action he takes, especially with the tax cuts, repealing Obamacare, really supercharging the economy, that's going to benefit Russia economically. Okay. Because what happens to us affects them. And they see if it happens positively in the United States, it's going to ripple and have a positive effect on Russia.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. Very good point, George. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll let you move on to the next caller.
All right. Thank you, brother. Bruce in Texas, your turn.
Yes, good evening, James.
Hi, Bruce.
Howdy. Hey, I don't want to make this contentious call, but it's going to be probably contrary to your enthusiasm for Trump's speech. I mean, I would like to see it have effect, and I believe the only way it would persuade North Korea to move in the direction he wants it to, it's a disavow or make a declaration that we're not going to repeat what happened with Libya under the Obama administration. As he disarmed totally, he trusted us. He turned in all his weapons of mass destruction, terminated all his programs, and that left them wide open for invasion. And what incentive does North Korea have to do the same, looking at that example?
Okay. Well, I don't see. It's an interesting point, but what Donald Trump is doing, this is what's so wonderful. That's why all these people in this hall, very powerful people, they were spellbound, because here's a man, really, a tremendous act of courage is saying, no, damn it, no, you're not going to treat people that way. We're not going to have a rogue nation like this in our world, screwing up life for all of us. Yeah, he's saying...
We have a rogue nation just like that. We pour millions of dollars into their economy, of taxpayer dollars, the economy of a rogue nation that threatens its neighbors, that has a nuclear weapons program that goes uninspected. You know the country I'm talking about, don't you?
Well, okay.
That spies on us, spies on
okay.
its own people.
All right, but never.
You don't like what I'm saying.
Let's look. Yes, I do. But let's talk about exactly what we're talking about. Okay, Donald Trump is standing up to someone with ICBMs, with nuclear capability. Okay, he's got the bombs. He's got the ICBMs. They can reach Chicago. They can reach LA. He is saying. Yes, I understand that. But let's. Yes, I have. But let's stay on the point of what Donald Trump's doing. Unlike Obama, unlike Clinton, unlike Bush, none of these people stood up to this Kim regime. None of them stood up to him. And that's why we have the problem. And he made that point in the speech. We let this go on, it only gets worse. It has to stop. And Trump did this. He challenged all the nations of the earth. And his most important challenge right now with China is you better not enable these people. And it's on you. if you enable these people in North Korea. And he's saying to all the nations of the world, I wasn't able to play the specifics, but he said, cut trade ties, cut financial ties, cease all commerce with North Korea, isolate this man, isolate his regime, and we're going to crush it. We're going to sink it. And that's exactly what has to be done. You cannot have, I mean, you know, the nuclear, the ICBM is traveling at 26,000 miles an hour as it reenters the atmosphere. He's got that thing. We don't have the ability to knock those out.
He doesn't have an incentive to launch a first strike. It'd be suicidal.
Okay. He is as insane as Kim Jong-un is easily. I'd love to be in a debate. Is Kim Jong-un as insane as the shooter was in Sutherland Springs, Texas? Yes.
Kim Jong-un. The picture we have is one drawn by the media.
Wait, hang on. Let me finish the thought.
Why don't we ever see him? Is he ever invited to speak? I mean, they had Ahmadinejad.
Hang on, Bruce. This is a key point I'm making. Kim Jong-un is easily, demonstrably, clinically insane. His acts, and Donald Trump enumerates them in his speech, very, very detailed. This is one reason people were riveted. He details the horror, the way people have been treated, the cruel, incredibly savage and insane things that Kim Jong-un has done. He's making the point, this man is just as insane as the shooter shooting little children in that Sutherland Springs church. Hang on. Let me finish.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Well, Bruce, stop raising. Bruce, stop raising.
I'm making a valid comparison.
No, Bruce, you're interrupting me.
In a debate.
Oh, you defeated me.
No, you're talking over me. You're not giving me an opportunity.
Yes, I am talking over because you talked over me. That's right. No. And guess what? I've got an engineer that's got the volume control. So guess what?
And
I win.
And that's how you end the debate.
I win. Bruce, volume down, engineer.
No, you lose.
Okay, I lose, Bruce. I can't wait to hear your own radio show. I won't be calling it. Donald Trump is making the point that this is a madman. He's insane. And he has a missile coming in at 26,000 miles an hour. We don't have an ability to shoot those out of space or out of the sky. He's not going to take millions of Americans and sacrifice them for some namby-pamby approach to a madman. Donald Trump, he's like that. Who's that hero in Sutherland Springs who got his AK, not his AK, excuse me. He got his AR-15 in his bare feet, ran across the street, had to stand at the door for a few seconds listening to people being shot. And he knew, I have to run in there. And at point blank range, I have to take on a man with an AR-15 with military experience who may have, he may have other people with him. But I'm going to go in there and defend life. And Donald Trump is doing the same thing for us in handling this shooter. And Kim Jong-un does shoot people, including members of his own family that he has executed. This man is clearly insane, and he has the most lethal weapons in history, and he wants to build more. And Donald Trump is doing the right thing brilliantly to stop him. He has to deal with Japan, reassure our Japanese allies, our very good allies. He has to communicate to Xi Jinping in China, knock it off. Don't support this guy. You've supported him in the past. Stop it. You have to help us throttle this insane man. And he's got to do all of that in the context of an incredible, incredible problems that we have with China itself. A very delicate negotiation that Donald Trump has to conduct from strength. Let's go to another caller. Glenn in Philadelphia. Glenn, what's on your mind?
Hello, James.
Hey, Glenn.
I was a little surprised earlier in the program to hear you repeat a common misnotion that people tend to embrace without looking up. The President of the United States is not, I repeat, not the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the United States, unless or until a declaration of war is issued by Congress. For the duration of the declaration of war, he is Commander-in-Chief. Once a treaty is signed, he no longer is.
Okay.
This is a common misnotion. Commander-in-Chief,
okay.
Commander-in-Chief.
Well, you just educated me, Glenn. I appreciate that. But he is, in fact, The Army is really serving under the direction of the executive branch, not the legislature, not the judiciary. And
the commander-in-chief of the armed forces is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Appointed by the president.
Unless, right. But that doesn't mean the president, you know, can command the forces to just go do whatever he says. He's not the commander-in-chief unless...
Okay. He can not launch a war up on his own say-so, but he can, in fact, direct the forces of the U.S. military at the touch of a finger on the phone. He does have that authority. Let's come back to it. Yeah. Stay with me, Glenn. We'll come right back to it. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Call music 60.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Be a wealthy woman.
Work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to
gain.
Here some might call me
a good time fella. I ain't black, I ain't yellow. Looking for a place to do my thing. We're back, folks. And we just got one more segment to go here. We were talking with Glenn in Philadelphia. I got Glenn. Can I jump ahead to two other callers? I know we didn't finish our point. Thank you. Thank you for some good historical knowledge. That's good. I didn't realize the president's only the commander-in-chief in time of war. That's very good. That's very astute. Thank you.
This confusion about the relationship between civilians and military is quite common, and it's displayed also when we see the civilian presidents in suit and ties saluting. You know, if you're a four-star general and you're in your business, you don't salute.
Glenn, keep contributing this. Keep contributing this great knowledge you've got to the show. I appreciate it, and I apologize. I got to go to BC in Pennsylvania. We're going to run out of time. BC, you're on the air.
Okay, James. Glenn was absolutely right. He's not commander in chief unless there is a declaration of war. The problem of it is legalese. When there is a war against drugs, a war against petunias or daffodils, the term war is used. He is commander-in-chief. That is our problem.
Okay, and BC, give us a new point. What's on your mind? You only have time for one point. Give us a new point.
New point is we're worried about you at the Trump phenomena. Where is the mascot? The one we always listen to, and he's gone. What did you do? Eat him.
Who is that?
Cock-a-doodle-doo. What did you do with the rooster, James?
Okay, BC, you're sailing right over my head. So cock-a-doodle-doo to you. All right, let's go to Patrick in Texas. All right, I don't know what BC's drinking, but Patrick, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is the fact that unfortunately, that was pretty funny. I've listened to you since day one, and unfortunately, you don't really let somebody with a different viewpoint give you their stance. And I wonder
why. Well, it's got to be, Patrick, it's got to be compact. I don't have the ability to let somebody talk for 15 minutes, but tonight we talked with Joel, George, Bruce, Glenn, BC, and now you. At least two of those people had a hostile and a differing point of view, and I let them expound it. Do you, Patrick, go ahead, continue your point.
Yes, and it's also the fact that I've noticed over the year or year plus that when someone gives you a viewpoint that is not of the Trump phenomenon, which I believe in and I fully support, you cut them off. Tell them, don't call back. Don't ever call back.
I don't understand
that.
Patrick, the best news is that you're on the Trump train. I love you, brother. Thank you for that. And the answer to your question is we don't have time for it. We don't have time for idiots. Thank you for listening. Well, folks, we'll be back with more smart people tomorrow night on the Trump phenomenon. See you there.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.